Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
It's just little old me today. Alice is still over in the European half of the world having a great time, soaking up some culture over there. She'll be back to tell us all about it very soon. But we've got Sam Sneddon on the line. Morena, Sam, how are you?
Morena, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, it's lovely to chat with you. You have directed a very incredible piece of theatre that is coming this week, The Wasp. Tell us a wee bit about the premise of this, because it looks very taut, it's got an incredible cast, it feels like a real labour of love. What is The Wasp all about?
Well, it's about two friends called Heather and Carla. Well, they're not really friends. They knew each other at school, so they're friends in that way that they're friends but also mortal enemies.
Oh, yes.
they haven't seen each other in about 20 years. One of them, Heather, has a seemingly perfect sort of upper middle class life, and the other one, Carla, is living a very sort of down and out, hand to mouth existence. And when they meet up, Heather produces a bag of money and kind of makes Carla a sort of offer that she can't refuse. And
wow.
What feels like a very sort of like straightforward sort of caper situation quickly takes one turn after another as they kind of both fall down a kind of well into the trauma of the past, basically.
You couldn't have a more hearty cast for this one.
Oh, yeah, they're so great.
You've got Miriamma McDowell, who's hot off the heels of, I guess, playing the phenomenal Finna Cooper.
Playing the mother of New Zealand.
Literally,
yes.
Mother of a nation. You've also got Bree Peters, who folks will know from Sweet Tooth and Shortland Street. It must be a real pleasure to work with such, I guess, proficient and amazing actors for a script that requires, I think, a real understanding of humanity, perhaps.
Yeah, totally. Totally. I mean, there really aren't two other actors who I'd rather be working on it with. I think when Miriamma sent the play to me in 2020 and said, hey, what about me and Bree for this? I was like, I mean, I love it, but it is so full on. Like, I just don't know whether or not audiences will be up for it.
Mm.
And I also was thinking about what's the experience of making this going to be like? But the truth is that it was a joy. It was an absolute joy. I worked with Bree and Miriamma about 4 years ago in a play called Burn Her, which is still one of the things that I'm most proud of that I've ever been part of making.
I think
me and Bree, yeah.
I was going to say, I think people who saw that play's really stuck with them as well. So, that's really setting up a good precedent for something like this.
Mm-hmm. And I think this play, when I read it, I had the same sort of gut reaction that I had when I first heard Burn Her read at a read-through.
Mm.
It caught me totally by surprise, and I think that's the thing that I love the most about it, is that it constantly sets up the audience expectations and then completely subverts them, and it does that repeatedly throughout the show to the point where you think, well, there can't possibly be any more surprises, and then there are. Like, and I love a text that does that, because I think it allows us to kind of have a collective audience experience that you don't often get, which is that of being scared, which I think is like is really unexpected. I love to make an audience gasp, because it's an involuntary thing that they do. It's not something that you can do performatively, I don't think. It's something that just happens naturally in your body. And I love to be able to create that feeling in audiences. It's so great. And I mean, Bree and Miriamma, and as well as the other collaborators, Meg, who's designed an incredible production, the set and costumes, Jane Hakaraya, who's done the lighting, and Emi Pagoni, who's done the sound. Like, truly, like, it's been a brilliant collaboration between all of these incredible artists. It's awesome.
When you've got a script that has so much, I guess, tension to it, and so many unexpected changes in pace and in direction, how do you manage, I guess, trying to break that down as a director and process it in a way that's not going to exhaust an audience, but keep them alongside with something that's that fast?
That is a long process. I mean, me and Emmy, because I really enjoy scoring plays a little bit like their films.
Mm.
So like adding a soundtrack, even if it's very subtle, kind of like in the background, and working with Emmy Pagoni, who's this brilliant Wellington-based composer and sound designer. We really worked hard on that. I mean, we have an email chain which is like, 130 emails long, and we have a Dropbox which is just flowing over with kind of like workups and things, because it is about like just being able to keep the audience ticking without having them boil over, and until you want them to, until the moments where you really want them to. And so, like, that has been a long process. And working, I think the other thing is that when you're working with people like Bree and Miriama, they're so experienced and they're so skilled.
Yeah.
They can feel that in performance as well. Oh, this moment needs to be this, otherwise it's going to be too full on, because we're building towards this next moment. And so, or we want this next moment to come completely out of the blue, so we need to be very understated in what we do here. So, like, once again, it really is, it's a detailed collaboration, but it's the thing that kind of, like, makes making work so exciting, is those things that you find out and those little moments of excitement where everyone in the room just cracks up laughing at the same moment out of excitement, because you're like, oh, that bit is going to be really terrifying.
Yeah.
So you have the opposite response. Literally, people jump up and down and start clapping because they're like, yes, 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 that moment's going to really work. That moment's going to really work.
That is quite incredible, because this, I have seen a lot of reviews of this when it was done in the UK and in parts of Europe as well, where people talk about how funny it is as well, which is interesting
really is.
For a play that is, you know, as you said, supposed to actually frighten the audience in many ways. What is it about, I guess, humour and fear that goes well together in live theatre? Because we see it in film, but in live theatre, what makes it so special?
I think, like, increasingly, I think theatres are really important civic spaces for people to come together and have a similar experience. I mean, you do have... It is the same at the movies. It is, you do have a similar kind of communal experience of all experiencing something together. The difference is that at the movies, they can't hear what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So in the theatre, I think the actors can hear those audience responses and they can build that into their performance. Like I always say to actors, like, remember that the audience is like an actor who has never been to a single rehearsal, and they will show up when you first show the work to other people.
Yeah.
And they'll start going, you know what, I've got some offers. I would like to add some things to the process. And I think a good actor will go, yes, brilliant, let's have some new things. And I think bad actors will go, no, you haven't been to rehearsal, fuck off.
And yeah. I think
the thing about Bree and Miriama is that they're so skilled, they're such good actors, that they're able to kind of like open themselves out to those audience offers and really kind of build them into the world of the text. And I think that's what makes a live theatre so, for me, so kind of like thrilling, when everybody is kind of in the same room all listening to each other. I really feel like that's a kind of unique experience.
This is a very exciting, I guess, setup for this play. What's the details, Sam? How do people head along and see it?
So it's on at Kew until the end of the week, until Saturday.
So you just got to get in.
Yeah, you really do have to get in. Like, literally, you have to book your tickets immediately, because they literally, I mean, everybody says this, I'm sure, but they really are flying out the door. And then we move to Wellington, and we're on at Circa Theatre for a month.
Awesome. So you can tell your Pōneke mates as well, or if you, you know, if you're slow today and you muck about, maybe you should just catch a flight to Wellington.
It's great.
You don't
miss it. Yeah, springtime in Wellington, it's a beautiful place to be.
Exactly. Hey, Sam Sneddon, thank you so much for chatting with us about The Wasp. This sounds incredible. As you mentioned, don't muck around on getting tickets. We'll put all the links in the podcast for folks after the show. Have a great rest of your day, Sam.
Mate, you too. Thanks.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.